free guarantee.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey, Paul Ryan.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
I'm glad we won this race in New York, but I hope the Democrats don't use it as an excuse to do nothing.
I guess it's just going to sink into paralysis is what's going to happen. I mean, you know the math. I mean, it's just... We knew we were putting ourselves out there, but you got to start this. You got to get out there. You got to get this thing moving.
You don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, I'll give you a call. Great, thanks.
Wow. Isn't that stuff great? Hoo-hoo. Behind-the-scene conversation between Congressman Paul Ryan, the Republican of Wisconsin, and former President Bill Clinton as they met backstage at a forum on the national debt. Congressional seat in New York went to a Democrat in a special election due in part to concern voters had over the Republican budget plan and fear over what was to become of Medicare. Clinton and Ryan, let's listen to this again. This is actually very good audio. Listen to the conversation. This is Bill Clinton meeting Paul Ryan behind the scenes.
Hey, Paul Ryan.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
I'm glad we won this race in New York, but I hope the Democrats don't use it as an excuse to do nothing.
I guess it's just going to sink into paralysis is what's going to happen. I mean, you know the math. I mean, it's just... We knew we were putting ourselves out there, but you got to start this. You got to get out there. You got to get this thing moving.
If you don't want to talk about it,
I'll give you a call. Great, thanks.
Want to talk about it? Clinton telling Ryan that while he was glad the Democrats won, he hopes they don't use this as an excuse to do nothing. Ryan's concerned that's exactly what will happen. Nothing. How about it? What do you want to see happen? I guess there are two things, certainly, right out of the bucket as we start our Talk Radio Countdown. This is the overview of information and conversation for the week of May 23rd to the 27th, last full week of May 2011, full of great conversation. The budget and Medicare are part of this week's countdown. So here are two things. One of them, the civility behind the scenes that people have. I mean, you could imagine some of these people, angry as they are, like Paul King of New York. Would he have a conversation like that with Bill Clinton or with Ryan's known to be a pretty smart guy, and that level-headedness has been what's given him some credibility. The thing that's really bothered a lot of people this week about that congressional seat is the ad that shows somebody who looks just like Ryan pushing a woman off a cliff in a wheelchair. That's pretty basic stuff and way exaggerated. But again, this is politics in America where anything goes, so we think. 800-510-8255. So let's run down the top 10 hits in talk radio determined by Talkers Magazine. They monitor with us the talk radio programs on 40, 50 different shows and stations around the country. Major League Baseball, number 10. The Casey Anthony trial, number 9. Supreme Court ruling on prison overcrowding is number 8. The Rapture aftermath this week, number 7. Arnold Schwarzenegger and the continuing scandal there, number 6. Let's see here. Number 5 is the budget deficit. Number 4, the GOP field of candidates for president. Joplin's tornado, number 3. Netanyahu speaking on U.S.-Israeli relations, number 2. And the president and his activities this week, number 1. Here's a countdown extra. Ed Schultz, who is he's really quite a good talk radio host, started in Fargo, where the program is heard on the flag. Matter of fact, he was interviewed by the program director there and morning host a week or so ago, not about this controversy, but he's been involved in controversy lately. He called Laura Ingraham a right-wing slut on his television program on MSNBC. Here is the clip from that show.
President Obama is going to be visiting Joplin, Missouri on Sunday. But you know what they're talking about? Like this right-wing slut, what's her name, Laura Ingraham? Yeah, she's a talk slut. You see, she was, back in the day, praising President Reagan when he was drinking a beer overseas, but now that Obama's doing it, they're working him over.
Okay, the next day, Ed apologized, adding that he was suspending himself from his show now for an indefinite period.
On my radio show yesterday, I used vile and inappropriate language when talking about talk show host Laura Ingraham. I am deeply sorry, and I apologize. It was wrong, uncalled for, and I recognize the severity of what I said. I apologize to you, Laura, and ask for your forgiveness. It doesn't matter what the circumstances were. It doesn't matter that it was on radio and I was ad-libbing. None of that matters. None of that matters. What matters is what I said was terribly vile and not of the standards that I or any other person should adhere to. I want all of you to know tonight that I did call Laura Ingraham today and did not make contact with her, and I will apologize to her as I did in the message that I left her today. I also met with management here at MSNBC, and understanding the severity of the situation and what I said on the radio and how it reflected terribly on this company, I have offered to take myself off the air for an indefinite period of time with no pay. I want to apologize to Laura Ingraham. I want to apologize to my family, my wife. I have embarrassed my family. I have embarrassed this company. And I have been in this business since 1978, and I've made a lot of mistakes. This is the lowest of low for me. I stand before you tonight in front of this camera in this studio in an environment that I absolutely love. I love working here. I love communicating with all of you on the radio and the communication that I have with you when I go out and do town hall meetings and meet the people that actually watch. I stand before you tonight to take full responsibility for what I said and how I said it, and I am deeply sorry. My wife is a wonderful woman, and we have a wonderful family. And with 6 kids and 8 grandkids, I try to set an example. In this moment, I have failed. And I want you to know that I talk to my sons, especially, about character and about dignity and about the truth. And I tell you the truth tonight that I am deeply sorry, and I tell them every day that they have to live up to standards if they want to be a successful human being in life. And I have let them down. I have never been in this position before. To the point where it has affected so many people. And I know that I have let a lot of people down. To the staff here at MSNBC, I apologize for embarrassing the company. And the only way that I can really make restitution for you is to give you a guarantee. And the only way that I can prove my sincerity in all of this is if I never use those words again. Tonight, you have my word that I won't. Laura Ingraham, I'm sorry. Very sorry. I'll be back with you in the coming days.
All right, so there's Ed Schultz apologizing for calling Laura Ingraham a right-wing slut. And whether you believe it, I know Ed Schultz fairly well, and I know that he meant that. But it is an example yet again, and she is too, with some of the things that she says or said. She didn't say anything like that, but it isn't so much the words as the emphasis behind them. That's uncalled for stuff. Certainly Ed knows better, and whether he comes out of this with his head held, whether he comes out of it with his head held high on television and or the radio program. See, that he didn't say it on the television show. He said it on the radio show, and yet he uses the television show. Well, it's kind of a messy thing, and the influence that television has, even though there may not be, as a matter of fact, I'm sure there are not as many viewers for his television show as he has on his radio show listeners. It just, that's the medium that you have to use. You can see into his eyes and watch the body language and stuff. He's risen pretty fast in terms of his national presence. Has been a local, really quite a local star, actually, in North Dakota, to the point of thinking about running for the Senate. A lot of people tried to get him to run for the Senate there and run for governor there. And he likes this reality better than that reality. So we'll have some calls on this, and we'll have some more time on it, because it is something that is good. It's, in terms of conversation, something to focus on, because it is part of the ongoing controversy about what radio the talk radio world ought to stand for, and is it this kind of stuff that's causing the ratings to be a problem in some places. 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
Thomas Jefferson once wrote, "The price of freedom is eternal vigilance." All over the world today, people are fighting for their freedom, to pursue their dreams, to live without oppression and tyranny, to protest openly for their beliefs. At the Washington Examiner, we know that freedom isn't free. That's why we celebrate freedom every day. Join us at WashingtonExaminer.com.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 50-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
If you didn't know Autotrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Whoa, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at Autotrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. Autotrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
New research using cutting-edge MRI technology shows that pharmaceutical-grade chondroitin sulfate, or CSB Bioactive, significantly helps lessen effects of osteoarthritis on cartilage and bone in the knee. Chondroitin is a natural substance in the body that helps keep cartilage healthy. Affecting over 27 million Americans, osteoarthritis causes the cartilage-protecting joint bones to lose flexibility and wear away. Without cushioning, bones rub against each other, causing structural changes. Painful bruises called lesions the bone marrow may occur. Everyday activities like climbing stairs or even walking can be difficult. After just 6 months of chondroitin sulfate treatment, patients had significantly less cartilage loss than those receiving placebo. By 12 months, treatment reduced the size of bone marrow lesions. According to lead researcher Dr. Jean-Pierre Pelletier of the University of Montreal Hospital Research Center, these findings show chondroitin sulfate reduces cartilage loss and other damage to the joint caused by osteoarthritis.
MSNBC has given host Ed Schultz a one-week suspension for this radio rant about conservative talk show host Laura Ingraham. Take a listen.
President Obama is going to be visiting Joplin, Missouri on Sunday. But you know what they're talking about? Like this right-wing slut, what's her name, Laura Ingraham? Yeah, she's a talk slut.
Oh, I would have...
There it is from The View about Ed Schultz.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Was what Ed Schultz said in bad taste? If you're just joining us, the conversation is about Ed Schultz, who did a television show on MSNBC and a radio program on. He's the left side of the right. In other words, Limbaugh's on from noon to 3 East Coast time. Schultz is the progressive or the liberal on. And I'm not sure he's that much of a liberal. He's progressive, but he's pretty strident, and that's why people like him. He's on the same hours from noon until 3, mostly heard on a lot of stations. Some stations play him after Limbaugh, which is pretty interesting. And his aim was at Laura Ingraham. He delivered a direct apology to Ingraham, saying, "I'm deeply sorry. I apologize. I was wrong." Laura Ingraham accepts Ed's apology, but gets in a little bit of a dig at the end.
I told my staff I didn't even want to really discuss this today because we have really important stuff out there happening to our country and people suffering in this country, really suffering. And all you have to do is look at the news coverage of the Midwest ravaged by tornadoes, read stories about people who are trying to find jobs in this economy. And that's suffering. Those are problems. What someone said about me on a show, vile, not vile. I mean, stuff is always said about me, right? I mean, Matt, you look at the emails. And Max sends them to me sometimes, and I just howl. I think you guys think I'm weird, right? Because the more vile the thing that's said about me, the less it affects me. It doesn't bother me at all. I heard about it yesterday during the show. I thought so little about it, I didn't even mention it yesterday. I heard it before the show started. Someone had emailed the website about it. And Ed Schultz said something about me on a show that was, you know, not all that nice, to say the least. It was pretty crude. And he apologized, and I accept his apology. It seemed heartfelt. It seemed like he really wished he hadn't said it, and I accept that apology. Look, we disagree on big issues, and I'm tough. I can take the critique, and I can take the humorous critique. I mean, I'm pretty self-deprecating to myself, right? I mean, you gotta be as you get older. You gotta tease yourself, but you know, there's some things we gotta just Kind of. We don't want to Google our names and find certain words popping up, which, unfortunately, you can't erase. So I really think about my children. And I wasn't one of these people who was in favor of Imus being taken off the air and treated like he was treated. I mean, he made a mistake and he apologized, and I think those players accepted his apology back then. Then you drag him through the streets. That's not what I'm about. I think we can debate these issues and we can use satire and humor and laugh. And at the end of the day, I certainly hope we all want the best for this country. And I certainly do. So, Ed, apology accepted. I wish him the best. I wish his family the best. And he used to be a conservative.
Really?
Yeah. You know, Ed Schultz was a big conservative. And at one point last night, you looked at him, you thought, this guy's a conservative. He's talking about his family, his grandparents.
Father of six,
grandparents. And he's kind of a strong guy. And somehow he went down this road of sad and really, really lost liberalism. We hope you'll come back, Ed. Please come back. Lost sheep. But waiting for the prodigal son, we'll welcome you back with open arms.
But liberals don't love their family? Somebody's going to take that apart. But if she accepts his apology, why doesn't everybody else? There are a lot of people on the air who are suggesting he was just acting the part. So maybe we'll spend a moment or two, take a few calls on this before we move on. The Ed Schultz thing is going to be a big deal conversationally on a lot of radio programs as we go through the weekend. 800-510-8255. That's how you get to this one.
Thomas Jefferson once wrote, "The price of freedom is eternal vigilance." All over the world today, people are fighting for their freedom, to pursue their dreams, to live without oppression and tyranny, to protest openly for their beliefs. At the Washington Examiner, we know that freedom isn't free. That's why we celebrate freedom every day. Join us at WashingtonExaminer.com.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana, New Jersey, and some Florida stores do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
If there's a few hungry tummies on the patio, it's a summer party.
Sam's Club member Christy Fowler.
Thanks. Sodas, snacks. Sam's Club is ready with everything, so I'm ready for anything.
From hand-cut meats to fresh produce, simple summer meals to easy entertaining ideas, Sam's Club has the highest quality at low members-only prices. Not a member? Join now through June 5th. Get 10 weeks of savings for just $10.
Whoops, gotta go.
10 weeks, just $10. Only at Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
Hey, this is Pete from the Sears Blue Automotive Crew. With summer just around the corner, we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road. So we're throwing our once-a-year Savetacular this Memorial Day weekend at the Sears Auto Center. Through Tuesday, save on everything in automotive. That's right, save on everything we have. If we sell it, you save on it. All accessories are on sale, including batteries. Save on tires, too. Every brand and every size. The Savetacular also includes all maintenance and repairs. We even have special financing available. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
See terms of use.
Coast to coast. 800-510-8255. As we spend a little more time on the Ed Schultz controversy, a lot of people are calling us and trying to understand. They haven't heard the story. They know who Ed Schultz is. They know who Laura Ingraham is, but they're not sure about what's going on here. So here, let me go back through this a bit because we've spent some time on this because I think it's an important sort of story, mostly because it deals with what we talked about, I think, last week on this program, and it has been the subject of much discernment, shall we say, the way people talk, what they're saying, sometimes more how they're saying it than what they're saying it, and just this continuing focus on the negative and the angry, the liberals versus the conservatives. Laura Ingraham is a right-wing host, and Ed Schultz is to the left, and Schultz said something about her, and I'm not sure it's people that were asking why he said it. He just said it because he was, at that moment, had her in his mind. She went back to sort of an interesting reality in the sense that it just, when I look at the comments that she made after the fact, it's telling because she took a shot at him. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff. I suppose it's all entertainment, right? Her initial response, the Facebook posting said, quote, regarding the crude comments made about me by Ed Schultz on his radio program. First, I was surprised to learn that Ed Schultz actually had a radio show. It's only available online, in the question mark. The second, I have to get back to recording an audio edition of my new book, of the I Zing. Now I'm tempted to insert one additional zing about men who preach civility but practice misogyny. However, following Schultz's apology, she said she accepted it. Okay. So what's this all about? Ron in Texas, what do you think this is all about?
Well, you know, I heard it, and I thought it was legitimate.
Which was legitimate? What she said? What he said? What do you think is legitimate?
What he said? What Ed Schultz said? I went on MSNBC to check the price of gold, and I was like, I happened to hear that. I was just kind of blown back by it because he's always saying a lot of stuff, and so I told my buddies that I go bicycling with, and they said, oh, he's just making smoke. You just go and you say a whole bunch of stuff about somebody, then you make a big old apology about it, and so you boost your ratings. I honestly really don't know what he was doing, but it sounded awkward and weird, but I did notice he talked about his wife and his kids, so maybe they heard it and asked him, what the heck are you doing on the radio saying this awful stuff about somebody? And so he was stuck between a rock and a hard place, and he knew morally he had to say something about it.
I know him, and I know his wife. I doubt that his wife would have said that. His wife, not only is she supportive, she works with him. She is both on radio and television, the phone screener. She's in the studio on the other side of the glass. She's in direct contact with him. So whether she reacted to it negatively when he said it, but his wife would have been very supportive of him, not saying that he said the right thing, but she would have been there in his corner. And I've not met his children, but I will tell you that she'd be in his corner no matter what. That doesn't make it right, and that doesn't say she says it's right. It just is the way that she is. She's very much, very in love with him, and this is his second wife, and she's a wonderful person. He's a good guy, too. I think maybe some of this stuff has gone a little bit. He's kind of become a little bit enamored, shall we say, with Big Ed and the idea of the influence that he's had. But he's, I think, basically a pretty grounded guy. But he's been involved in lots of controversy, not only the interview he did exclusively for our affiliate, The Flag, which we played a piece of, I think it was the week before last, about what's going on with him sort of locally there in Fargo where he got started. But then there was the deal last week in Colorado where he got interviewed by a fellow who was a liberal host, I think his name is Kaplis, taking him on. Kaplis was taking him on because he was off on a toot. The fellow who helped him get a job allegedly at MSNBC got cut out of the contract, and there were lots of darts. I guess there's a suit involved in that, a lot of darts being thrown. So Ed's been in the mix here quite a bit lately, and that's the question that I would have. How much of this may be affecting him? Some people can take a lot of this stuff, and some people can't. Some people look at what folks say about him on Google when you Google yourself. Ever Google yourself, Ron?
No, I haven't Googled myself too much. Right. I think I look at him, and I he seems like one of those old fashioned guys out of the 30s or out of 20s or 30s, you know, with a stand up hat, you know, and everything. And now here he is on this show, and people back then they were very morally conscious, so that may have had something to do with it.
Mm. Okay, interesting observation. Thanks for your call. 800-510-8255. I think it was last week we were talking about the state of News Talk Radio, and there are people in this debate who are focused on the negative, people analyzing ratings on radio programs that have had this attack, this approach, and suggesting that perhaps there isn't the support for this kind of stuff on the radio anymore. There's more support for people who are in the middle and want to look at the issues. A lot of people talk a lot about Michael Smirkanish as being the new versus Limbaugh and Beck being the old, Ingram being the old, maybe Schultz being the old, Tom Hartman being the old. It's all a matter of perception, but there's a lot of heat that comes from a lot of these voices. And so you wonder, at what point, at this point, is it too much? And it's a good conversation to be having. I think, though, we need to move on because we're looking at all of the items this week. You can tell by listening to me, though, that I'm thinking it through as I'm listening to it, even though I've been thinking about it since yesterday when it all sort of developed. And it's troubling to me because I've been doing this for quite a long time, and a lot of these people are my friends. I don't know Laura other than having been on a panel with her and talked to her a couple of times. She may remember me maybe the same way she remembered Schultz. That stuff's not important as much as she said there are a lot of issues. And one of the issues this week is this business of of where we're going to go with all of these tornadoes and the, you know, even though we spent a lot of time talking about the rapture and yada, yada, the tornado in Joplin, tornadoes across the country, what's happening and how it's happening. I think these things are stories, important stories to tell. They aren't controversial necessarily. It isn't like the old days with FEMA being the focus of controversy. It's just how things are getting done. There's a certain controversy about Obama coming to this area this weekend rather than going. Well, he was out of the country. And why didn't he come back? Some people are saying, look, at this just shows he doesn't care. All of that stuff. 800-510-8255. Now let's get back to the countdown and the president in the focus at number one. Gary Gibbon is a reporter for a television channel in England, not the BBC, talked about the president's visit this week to his country.
The president had talks in Downing Street on the practicalities behind all the rhetoric. On Afghanistan, the two administrations are focused on getting troops out. Their main arguments seem to be more often with their own generals. On Libya, the United States has held back, telling European NATO countries that they should take the lead in their own Mediterranean backyard. At a joint press conference, Barack Obama said dealing with the Gaddafi regime in Libya would not be a quick fix, and people must be patient.
That there may be a false perception that there are a whole bunch of secret, super effective air assets that are in a warehouse somewhere that could just be pulled out and that would somehow immediately solve the situation in Libya. That's not the case. But ultimately, this is going to be a slow, steady process in which we're able to wear down the regime forces.
David Cameron led a recent stock take on British policy, which triggered the latest intensified bombing of Libyan targets. He said the two men were at one on Libya.
The president and I agree that we should be turning up the heat in Libya. I believe the pressure is on that regime.
A poll for Channel 4 News suggests that British voters trust Barack Obama's judgment on world affairs as passionately as they distrusted George Bush's. Back in 2003, YouGov asked British voters whether they had confidence in President Bush, who was then on his own state visit here. 22% of people said they had confidence in the US president's judgment. Today, 72% have confidence in the US president. Now it's Barack Obama. 8 years ago, 17% polled said they would describe the US president as highly intelligent. With Barack Obama in the White House, that figure's 81%. No wonder David Cameron is trying to bask in the president's glory. But the poll also suggests that the legacy of Iraq still worries people here, and that the country splits down the middle on whether the special relationship should continue. No such doubts about the current US president. And David Cameron will be hoping that a day basking in the president's glory will do him only good with Barack Obama's fan base in Britain.
Barack Obama. Gary Gibbon, a reporter in England, talking about the president's visit there with some pretty astounding numbers. For those of you who maybe you'll say you don't care, but it does point out, even though those of us here who are not necessarily supporters of Barack Obama think that he's not doing a particularly good job, this is the difference in the numbers between Barack Obama's presidency and how he's viewed by the English anyway and George Bush. It's really very telling. We don't hear it. We don't feel it here. As much, certainly, actually, the opposite may be true in terms of his own appeal here. But it's just, it's interesting. Again, perception is very important, I think, for people to get. And those of you who have traveled around the world in the last 10 years or so know exactly what that gentleman is talking about with regard to how George Bush was seen versus how Barack Obama is seen. 15 before the hour on the countdown.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Haile
rights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen. Thank you for being here, paying attention to what's going on in the world of conversation radio, at least in terms of the political talk radio shows. And even this is not a political issue, but yet is very important and has been. The situation in Joplin, Missouri, as an example of how the radio has been able to step up to help people in the ADS, what they call the Area of Dominant Servants Service. That's an inside radio reference, the Area of Dominant Influence. Hearing from more and more stations about efforts and fundraisers to help not only the victims of the tornadoes, but the many broadcasters who suffered personal losses. That's been a focus. There are some people, I was looking at what's going on in Wichita at a couple of stations there. The program director reports that the entire group of stations in Wichita teamed up with a restaurant in town fundraiser to benefit the people who are in Joplin. Listeners stopped at the restaurant and dropped off cash and checks to help those people that are there. There are a lot of people who are working at radio stations in Joplin, unable to see all of the media coverage their stations have been getting. There's a guy named Art Volo, who is called by many of us radio's best friend. He has he's a video collector of things going on in the radio world. He's been there videographing. Is that it? Videoing, taking. he's been taping a lot of the stuff. Other broadcasters, the Broadcasters Foundation, giving grants to broadcasters. It's just very interesting to see how people come together in an hour of need. That is, I think, a very important part of this story, and it's not one. And this, we're not necessarily sticking, saying, okay, Are We Great? We're a radio. But these disaster relief fundraisers that are sprouting up all over the map are a good sign that there's a lot of power all over the country and a lot of interest in helping out our own. So that's good news. 51 after.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
See store for details.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So I want to go back to the Ed Schultz situation. If you weren't with us as the program got started, we went through the list of stories, the big hits this week. And I'll go through them one more time. It's Major League Baseball and Sports at number 10, the Casey Anthony trial at number 9, the Texas groping bill and labor laws at number 8, the aftermath of rapture number 7, Schwarzenegger 6, budget deficit 5, presidential politics 4, the tornado in Joplin 3, Netanyahu speech number 2, and the president in the focus at number 1. So this, the back and forth, the discussion that happens on left of center stations aimed at criticizing those who criticize the president and talking about George, all of the Republicans are in the crosshairs on the left, and certainly on the right, all of the lefties are in the crosshairs there. And I talked about how some of the ratings on some of these programs are not holding up. The national Limbaugh's ratings are pretty stable where they have been. Some of the others, whether it's local or national, it depends on how they handle the local shows. If they handle local issues well, they usually fare better than some of those that don't. That, in other words, a local radio program that sticks to national issues, where I'm talking about some of the local issues, you can get that from a national show, so why bother to have a local show if you're only talking about national issues? And then you get down to this rhetoric. And what it all means, and what it says. Somebody last week said that we could be, these things that go on like this could foment a civil war. And I'm not sure that that's true. I'm not sure that it isn't true. But I know that when it came to Jared Lee Loeffner, a lot of people focusing on the congresswoman from Tucson and what happened to her, Locally, in the town where I live, there was a raid on a home here. The fellow that was the target of the raid was involved in some rather scurrilous things here locally. And the way that I looked at this stuff, thinking about the SWAT teams going after somebody who was, well, it was a drug raid, and they went into a guy's home. It wasn't even the right house. I'm thinking about all of the anti-government speech. This thing created a whole hubbub locally here, really angry, nasty stuff about the government and who they go after and who they don't go after. But the way it was handled locally, the vitriol, the language, the way it was ratcheted up. You think about what happened with the anger that was obviously a part of what got the lady shot in Gabriel Giffords in Arizona. She got shot because of this fellow taking the kind of rhetoric that surrounded those who are left versus those who are right way too seriously. The government is at war with its citizens. That's part of the point here, the anger. So anyway, I'm getting back to, there's so much anger everywhere. I think that's the point I'm trying to make. And here's a Taco's Dory Monson focusing on MSNBC and its problems with women.
I think MSNBC, or MSLUT, as it's now known as, I think MSLUT, I think they have a real problem with women. A serious problem toward women, which is ironic for, you know, the extreme left-wing cable network. But they have, you know, quite the history. Don Imus, of course, got fired from MSNBC for saying this.
Girls from Rutgers, man, they got tattoos and some hardcore hoes.
That's a nappy-headed hoes there, I'm going to tell you that now.
Oh, man, that's some... Ooh.
David Schuster on MSNBC said this about Hillary Clinton and her daughter Chelsea.
There's just something a little bit unseemly to me that Chelsea's out there calling up celebrities saying support my mom, and apparently she's also calling these super delegates. Doesn't it seem like Chelsea's sort of being pimped out in some weird sort of way?
No. He got suspended for saying that Hillary was pimping out her daughter Chelsea. And then, of course, Ed Schultz 2 days ago, MSNBC's Ed Schultz.
President Obama is going to be visiting Joplin, Missouri on Sunday. But you know what they're talking about? Like this right-wing slut, what's her name, Laura Ingraham? Yeah, she's a talk slut.
I mean, this is a pattern now. And then there's a Donnie Deutsch one that's been cleansed from the Internet that we tried to find. Another one that was said on MSNBC.
All right. So you hear all of this stuff. Back to what I was saying, the war of words going on, and then the war... that isn't of words, the sorts of things that are being done by a government against its own citizens, certainly something that has a lot of people upset. Is the government responsible for all of this? Is the question I'll leave with you as we end this hour of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.